I'm joined by Polo Boys basketball coach Morgan Dickinson. Coach, had one game this week against Gallatin. How did that go?
They were really good. They're a really good team anyway, and we were not very good that night. We were missing a couple starters anyway. Our two guards were injured. Hopefully they'll be back for our game tomorrow. But, you know, we're shorthanded anyway. We don't have much depth, and, you know, we have 12 kids in the whole program, and, you know, it makes it kind of tough when you're missing two starters. And, you know, the kids battled hard, and it was early on. We were ahead 7-2 and playing pretty well and taking care of the ball, and then they went on a 38-0 run, and it was pretty much over after that. They, you know, they just turned us over, and, you know, we got a little tired and a little sloppy, and they shoot the ball really well and like to run, and they kind of ran away with it. So it's not a great performance, but, you know, if we could play the whole game like we did the first couple minutes, it'd been a good game.
Coach, a big night tonight for Joe Beaver, scoring his 1,000th point. Tell us something about that, Coach.
Yeah, he scored 1,000 points. First, I thought he was going to get it pretty early because he started off pretty hot, and he finally got it in the fourth quarter. So he scored over 1,000 points in his career. He's averaging about 19 for the year this year. So he's our main scorer, and, you know, when he doesn't score a lot, then we're kind of struggling. We've got another scorer. Alex Pilger didn't do much that night, but, you know, those two make up most of our points. And, you know, when we're struggling a little bit, and Gallatin plays great defense, and it makes it kind of tough.
Yeah, Coach, big achievement there to score 1,000 points. You know, a lot of kids work hard on that to achieve that goal. And good for Joe Beaver tonight scoring that 1,000 point.
Oh, it is. And, you know, it's only my second year there, but he's probably the hardest working kid I've ever coached. He was in the gym all summer, even when he had to drive from his mom's house in Kansas. And, you know, he'd wake up at 3 o'clock and get to the gym by 6 to lift weights, and 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock and start playing. And he's just the leader of the team, and he wants to win. He's just a winner. He really didn't care much about 1,000 points. He wanted to win, and so it was actually kind of a disappointing night for him. But, you know, he's such a good kid, and he's going to do life. So, you know, it's good to see good kids, good things happen to good kids.
Coach, you play tomorrow night in the crossover game. That is going to be Albany. Tell us a little bit about that, Coach.
Yeah, that's we play the late game, 7:30. It's the GRC crossover game where the two sides of the conference, there's 16 teams, so 1 through 8 plays 1 through 8 on the other side. So we're the fifth place, and we're playing in the old gym at King City, playing against Albany. So at 7:30, so that'll be a good matchup. They're a tough team. I've seen a little bit of video on them, and they're pretty good. They got some athletes, and, you know, we're gonna have to play a really good game to keep it close, and hopefully we can pull it out in the end.
That was Coach Morgan Dickinson of Polo, as his boys fall tonight at Gallatin, 80-29.